This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Our podium is here. We get, former Sundowns player, Mahlompho Gekana.
Yes, Mamelodi Sundowns landed back in the country last week following the elimination from the FIFA Club World Cup. And, of course, many of you have shared different opinions. You know, you've had a lot to say, even on the show. But one thing you can say is quite an experience that was. And we talked to them about that experience. We're talking to Sundowns legend, Mahlompho Gekana. Hi, Mahlompho.
Good morning, Sylvie. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you for talking to us this morning as well. You could be doing anything, but you're here with us. Really appreciate it. And let me say, it must have been such a proud moment, you know, for you to watch the boys playing at this level. How was that experience?
You know, it was an experience and a half for both me and the boys, simply because we wanted to test ourselves and see where we are in terms of the level, in terms of, the game model that we possess as Mamelodi Sundowns. But I must say, as South Africans, we should be very, very proud that our product, our football is up there with the rest of the world, because we saw what happened. We managed to be the first African team to win our group match. Scoring a goal there. And that, for me, was refreshing to see. You know, I thought we will be having, stage fright, simply because we're playing against teams that we normally watch on TV. But it wasn't the case. The boys showed up. The boys managed to make us very, very proud. I'm very, very proud. For the first time in my football career, I would say I come out of the tournament,
All right, Mahlompho, if we look back, there was a lot of negativity locally, about whether or not the players would actually do well at that level. Did all that have any negative impact on them?
Well, as a group, we knew, when we are aware of the situation we find ourselves as a team, that when you're doing so well in life, and for the longest of time, people get tired of you only always doing so well. And it's in human nature, when you can't compete, you can't beat anybody, then you'll find, loopholes of finding negativity or trying to, find the good thing that is happening. And we made the boys aware of the situation. We played for this team, and the experience that we possess is to just share with them that we're playing for a private team, a team that, is not accustomed to many people, or, within the success that you continue to have every year. So you need to understand that you're not only, against the teams, you're against everything that is coming your way. And when we go to New York for the first time, when we're there to launch the jersey, every influencer, social person that side already knew about the Mamelodi Sundowns, and they were like, I heard you guys, you got the success. How do you guys do it? And how do you guys do it? But when they saw us playing the Legends, the Legends game, and they realized that it's not only the talk that we have, it's actually backing up with the talent and the things that we do, on the field. And that was an experience and half, because now the people, even before the tournament, they started talking about Mamelodi Sundowns, the South African team. And that was refreshing for me, because we always wanted to be the team that, represents South Africa and Southern Africa in the highest stage. And I was happy to see people talking about Mamelodi Sundowns, not only Mamelodi Sundowns, the South Africans. I like it when they referred us as South Africans, because we are the South Africans. We are representing South Africa out there.
Yeah. We have a question here from a listener. His name is Balikin. He's out in Witbank. And he says, morning team, please ask Mahlompho about him going to coaching. There you go. This is Balikin in Witbank asking this question.
Yeah, any plans in the pipeline, Mahlompho?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm busy with my coaching qualification, which is something that a lot of coaches that I've worked with, Coach Pito, Coach Manova, Coach Lani, Coach Gavin told me to go into that direction. To be honest, I don't see myself as a coach because I don't know if I have that personality. But basically, I do have that personality once I see the graph. So anyways, I'll just have to repeat myself with those qualifications. Hopefully, one day I'll be a coach. Mm. Yeah.
Listen, out of curiosity, because you guys are currently taking some much-needed rest after the trip, you know, what does downtime look like for you? What do you get up to? What do you do to relax and stuff?
So, unfortunately for me, I don't have time to relax. I'm a former footballer and I'm a broadcaster now. So, I do a lot of media, social media for Mamelodi Sundowns, and I do a lot of broadcasting for the first time down on the 3DC. So now a lot of time that I have time, I will try to go to the village and visit my mother in Venezuela. Other than that, I'll be at work because there's Wafcon that is playing. There's still this club World Cup that is still playing. So yeah, I have to be there to show up and be like the my voice.
You know what, Nick? Because we've had many people, many of our listeners come through and make many comments about Sundowns. And I know that, you know, you guys probably are used to it. But this season, again, when the season starts, are you taking it?
Yeah, the trophy belongs to us. Have to make sure that we continue to win the league. but the sad reality of this football that as a team we're so ambitious that we wanna always win the league so that we can compete in the continent. And that continent gave us an opportunity to go back to Club World Cup. And the boys, after playing this competition, they only want to go back to the Club World Cup because they feel like they came short, like the Dortmund match. She didn't have lost that match. I don't know where we're gonna end up because the team that took out of the competition went as far as beating the Inter Milan, and I saw my team having that capability of winning such difficult matches. So I thought, we need to come back here again. It's just unfortunate that you don't come back next week. You have to wait for a little bit longer. For you to come back. So in that means, it means you have to continue to do the right thing at home. And the right thing is to compete for the league, to compete for the Champions League. And that will give you a spot again in the Club World Cup.
Yeah. Rajlamba, thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it. And all the best for the next season. And, well, you said you're not resting. Well, you're going to be continuing with your work. So have a good time working. Thank you. That's Sundowns legend, Hlompho Kekana.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.